story of King Katvanga. He's mentioned Nectar Devotion. He's a very powerful king descending from the dynasty of King Bhagiratha. He was unconquerable. So the Devas, he was an earthly king. So the Devas asked King Katvanga if he could join, make an alliance with them to fight the demons. So the demons, he said, all right. He said, I'll fight with you if you give me a boon. Or actually, he fought with them so victoriously, that, and they were victorious. They were very happy to give him a boon. So the boon that Katvanga asked him, he said, listen, can you tell me how long I have to live? And the demigod said to him, Muhurta mayar gyatvaitya and swapuram puram sandademana. The demigods informed him that he only had muhurta ayu. His life would only live, he would only live for 48 minutes more. A muhurta is 48 minutes. So then he thought, I better spend my last moments of life engaged in Krishna's service. And then he started thinking when they said this, and he said, then King Katvanga was thinking, he said, actually, although I only have a short time to live, even the Brahmins are more dear to me than my own life. And the Brahmins are more dear to me than my own wife and children, opulence, land, everything. Even in my childhood, I was never attracted by irreligious principles or materialistic things. The only thing that mattered to me, anyat kinchana vastuham, kinchan vastu, the only substance, the only vastu that made any sense to me was to glorify Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods wanted to offer me a benediction for winning victory for them. But what benediction would they give me? Some opulence, women, etc. I'm not interested in any of that. I'm more interested in God than all these material benedictions. Ateshamaya rachiteshu, Ateshamaya rachiteshu sangam, Guneshu gandharva, Paropameshu, Rudam prakrityatmani, Vishwakartur Bhavena Hitwa Tamaham Prapadye. After deliberation, King Katvanga came to the conclusion, verse 47, Canto 9, Chapter 9. Considering all this in my mind, I must give up my attachment to all these materialistic things created by God. I should engage my mind in Krishna and surrender to Him. This whole material creation is simply like a dream villa. Every conditioned soul has natural attraction and attachment for material things. But one must give up this attachment and surrender into the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ena hitwa tamaham prapadye. This was the teaching of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which is quoted in Chaitanya Chandra Nataka. To summarize the pure bhakti distributed by Lord Chaitanya automatically includes vairagya and vidya, knowledge and detachment, jnana and vairagya. This is from Chaitanya Chandodaya Nataka 674. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradari Kripam Buddhir Yastam Maham Prapadye Kripam Buddhir Yastam Maham Prapadye. I surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared, taken the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He is Ambudi Kripa, an ocean of mercy, and He has come down to teach us material detachment, vairagya, vidya, learning, and devotional service to Himself. Vairagya, vidya, bhakti yoga, shiksha. Mahaprabhu began this vairagya vidya movement of Bhakti Yoga, Harinam Sankirtan, by which one detaches himself from material activities and engages in loving devotional service to Radha and Krishna. The wise King Katvanga, he took full shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Sri Krishna. And because of his complete surrender, he achieved spiritual perfection. King Katvanga ki jai.